Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Suspect in custody after robbing local bank. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County Sheriff's deputies apprehended Preston Self, age 33, of Texas, after allegedly robbing First National Bank on Wednesday morning. Around 9:07 a.m., Self entered the bank located on Highway 59 and handed a note to the teller demanding money, saying he was armed. After taking $2,000 from the bank, he fled in a silver Ford Mustang, according to Gillette Deputy Chief Brent Wasson. A local resident followed the vehicle and called 911 to report the suspect was headed eastbound on Interstate 90. Deputies responded, located the suspect, and were able to stop the vehicle without incident at approximately 9:28 a.m., according to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds. Self was the only occupant of the vehicle and had $2,000 cash with him, consistent with the amount taken from the bank. Upon a search of the vehicle, no weapon was found, but a note was located. He was arrested for robbery and taken to the Campbell County Detention Center. A two-vehicle accident on North Highway 59 near milepost 139 resulted in a fatality on Wednesday evening. Aaron Foster, age 33, a resident of Casper, was driving a gray 2018 Ford F-150 Raptor when it collided head-on with a box truck. Around 7:36 p.m., dispatch received multiple 911 calls about a traffic accident. Deputies responded and found the white box truck, driven by a 37-year-old male, in the southbound lane with heavy front-end damage. The Ford F-150 was in the ditch on the east side of Highway 59, approximately 150 yards away. The pickup had extensive damage to the front end and the driver's side of the cab, according to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds. Campbell County Coroner Paul Wallum said Foster died instantly at the scene. An autopsy will be performed to determine the official cause of death. Wyoming Highway Patrol is in charge of the investigation into the cause of the crash. A Gillette search team continues the effort to locate missing woman Irene Gakwa. Gakwa, age 32, was last seen on February 24th by her family during a video call. They reported her missing in late March. Gakwa was residing with her fiancé, Nathan Heitman, age 38, at the time of her disappearance. Heitman has been charged with multiple felonies for financial crimes against her. Heitman was scheduled to appear in court for his pretrial hearing on October 27th, but was postponed until January 4th after his attorney filed for a continuance. The Gillette Police Department has named Heitman as a person of interest in Gakwa's disappearance. While the investigation continues by local law enforcement, a group of women have formed a search group that continues to look for Gakwa. According to one of the organizers, Heidi Kennedy's Facebook page, another search will take place Saturday morning, November 12th. The search will be aided by Justice Takes Flight, a nonprofit group of volunteers based out of Lafayette, Colorado, who assist families of missing persons by providing support, flyers, and canine handlers. Volunteers will be meeting at the Sinclair Station at 920 East Laramie Street by the Gurley Overpass at 9 a.m. Drinks, snacks, and safety supplies will be provided. For more news and information, visit BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shaleen.